This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Anglican Diocese of Sydney is planning a ban on same-sex weddings as well as advocacy for LGBTI causes on church premises. The Anglican Church has also suggested that the removal of religious exemptions to anti-discrimination laws, which allow them to fire LGBTI students and staff, is seen as a key threat. Local Anglican boards would also be banned from allowing venues like school halls to be used for same-sex weddings or receptions. Jeremy Jezpez Wiggins has been named LGBTI Person of the Year at the 2018 Globe Community Awards, which recognise excellence in the Victorian LGBTI community. Other winners on the night included Pride Cup for the Healthy Community Award and Jamie Gardner for the Volunteer of the Year Award. New cases of HIV are at the lowest rate since 1985, according to new research into outcomes of the New South Wales PrEP trial from the Kirby Institute. Recent new transmissions have declined by nearly a third as a result of the University of New South Wales-led PrEP trial, Epic New South Wales. The university has described the reductions in transmission rates as unprecedented, saying that the trial provides strong evidence to support large-scale targeted provision of PrEP. 50 LGBTI and ally organisations have joined forces to call on the government to protect trans and gender diverse students and teachers in Australian schools. The joint statement challenges Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his cabinet to amend outdated anti-discrimination laws to ensure all LGBTI people are treated with fairness and equality. While the government has committed to amending discrimination law to disallow the expulsion of gay students, they have yet to commit to ensuring protection from discrimination for trans and gender diverse kids or staff at private and religious schools. Tasmanian advocates have expressed disappointment that legal reforms introduced to Parliament by the Tasmanian government do not go far enough. Advocates say that the state government has refused to address the full gamut of inequalities against trans, intersex and gender-diverse Tasmanians. They are now calling on Tasmanian opposition parties to address the proposed legislation's failure to address the forced surgery requirement in addition to the forced divorce requirement for trans and gender-diverse folks. In front of a large crowd of LGBTI equality supporters, the Speaker of the Tasmanian Lower House, Sue Hickey, recently unveiled a permanent public memorial to LGBTI equality and the people who contributed to it. Hickey unveiled a new public seat on the lawns of the Tasmanian Parliament that has a plaque dedicated to Tasmania's progress towards LGBTI equality. The unveiling followed a public celebration on Parliament lawns of 30 years of progress on LGBTI rights since the arrests of advocates in defence of a gay law reform stall at Hobart's Salamanca Market in 1988. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
In the US, Major League Baseball have splashed their social media with violet in honour of Spirit Day to help protest bullying of LGBT youth. Out MLB Vice President Billy Bean told The Advocate the organisation is proud to stand up for targeted youth and protect them. The Chicago Cubs, White Sox, Minnesota Twins and Washington Nationals have also signed on to help end LGBT harassment in stadiums and schools. And finally, cycling's first trans world champion has fired back at criticism of her breakthrough UCI Masters track championship win. Canadian Rachel McKinnon is also the first openly trans athlete to win a world title in any sport after beating the Netherlands' Caroline van Herikhuizen in the 35-44 sprint final. But third place Jennifer Wagner, English commentator Katie Hopkins and several online trolls say it's unfair of McKinnon to compete. McKinnon told VeloNews.com she doesn't have any physical advantage over her competitors as her endogenous testosterone levels are much lower than that of women. Human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell agrees that trans athletes aren't treated fairly.
I think the way in which transgender athletes are being singled out is very, very unfair and wrong. Now, of course, we do need to look at whether transgender athletes do have an advantage, which is unfair, but I don't think the research really substantiates that at the moment.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.